Schlump. I was going through some old notebooks and I found this quote I had written down a few years ago from the musician and performance artist Laurie Anderson. Quote, "I am more worried about turning into a schlump than into a wrinkled prune. A schlump is someone who doesn't care about anything and who is just protecting their own turf, which is getting smaller and more meaningless, and then they disappear." End quote. That statement really jumped out at me because a lot of people I know have been turning 70 lately, and I am on the way there myself. How did this happen, you are wondering, and many of you listeners will be wondering the same thing in another 10 or 20 years. One of our biggest fears used to be turning into a wrinkled prune. But perspective changes. A wrinkled prune is inevitable. A schlump is not. There are some great examples of others who have defied schlumpness. Leonard Cohen, for example, just months before his death, laid down some hot tracks on his last album, You Want It Darker, one of 8 albums he made in his final decade of life. There's also the distance swimmer Diana Nyad. She swam from Florida to Cuba at age 64. Sometimes, though, those extraordinary people are the last thing we want to hear about. The thought of them makes us shrink back into schlumpness or another glass of wine or piece of chocolate cake. You know how this goes. My hip bothers me, my knee. I can't do the things I used to do. I don't know if I can lift my kayak onto my car roof this year. Some of my marbles have rolled away. Why me? Why is this happening to me? This is so unfair. Being a schlump is not age-specific, however. I've known Eeyore types at every age. You remember Eeyore, the donkey from Winnie the Pooh, known for seeing and commenting on the bad side of every situation in a sad, sad way. A glass-half-empty kind of guy is Eeyore. We can count on schlumps of any age to be downers, and it's usually all about them. About a year after my husband died suddenly 2 decades ago, I realized I was at a Y in the road and I had a choice between what I saw as the path of bitterness or the path of joy. The path of bitterness lingers in the unfairness of the situation, the feeling of loss that is somehow bigger than simply the loss of the person. After all, everything changes after a death. The path of joy, on the other hand, is not a Pollyanna brightness, but rather an awareness that there still is joy in the world, and to seek it out and grab what you can of it, which actually increases as time goes by. What are the characteristics of schlumpness at any age? Resignation, bitterness, fear, regret, disappointment, dissatisfaction, and my personal favorite, crabbiness. As Eeyore would sigh, I might have known. Yes, it's true we have to feel those feelings and let ourselves acknowledge them, but the way I see it, we don't have to live there. Sometimes I have to remind myself of that. It's true that a lot of my turf is shrinking. Loss of family and friends, empty nest, physical limitations, health issues. But some of it is expanding, such as deepening relationships, a grown-up friendship with my son, my writing career, community. There's a new satisfaction with it all that I have. There are also some weird, ironic twists in the whole thing. My loss of being able to be queen of multitasking the way I used to be means it's much quieter inside my head now, and more peaceful. Wrinkled prune? Yeah, okay. Schlump? Nah.